Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Let's turn now to a new report from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation that looks at regulations for food trucks in 20 cities across the country, from Los Angeles to Boston. The report, Food Truck Nation, ranks cities on a variety of factors, including the ease of obtaining a licensing permit, complying with the laws, and operating a food truck. Portland, Oregon, ranked number one, coming in at number 20, dead last, Boston. For more on the report, we're joined by Matt Geller. He's a consultant who helped with the report, and he joins us on the line from Los Angeles, California. Matt Geller, good to have you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate taking the time to listen to us about food trucks.
Yeah, can you tell us why Boston did so poorly on this report from the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I think nationally, when I look at different regulations, there are different philosophies about how government should regulate food trucks. In Los Angeles, in Portland, the city government has the philosophy that their responsibility is to public health and public safety. So where they park, as long as it doesn't, get in the way of sight lines, not too close to schools. And then from a public health perspective, that the temperatures of food are going to be right, food safety is going to be right. And then above and beyond that, they're looking more at the market to decide the winners and losers. On the East Coast, we see a lot more protectionism for restaurants, as if maybe the city government is responsible to protect the financial interests of established brick-and-mortar restaurants. So that's the big thing. And since Boston has, large permit fees, a lottery system, they just end up being dead last because the city government is just not doing just public safety and public health. They're really just...
So, Matt, I'm just looking at some of these numbers, and some of them are quite stunning. So annual regulatory operating costs for food trucks in Boston can be as high as $37,000, $37,900. Compare that to Portland, Oregon, where food truck owners faced about $5,400 in annual fees. So that's quite a difference. So let me introduce a couple of local food truck owners. And Rebecca Simonson, Vice President of Community Engagement for Bon Me, based out of Roxbury. Rebecca, great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
And also in the studio is James DiSabatino. He's the owner of Roxy's Grilled Cheese. And great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So let me start with you, James. When you hear this report, this Food Truck Nation report, how does it strike you? Are you surprised to hear that Boston ranks 20th?
I think it kind of reaffirmed what I've always felt since the program started in 2011. It always felt like it was challenging for kind of new trucks to enter it and for existing trucks to kind of sustain what they're doing in the city. And this report really kind of brings to a head like the frustrations and challenges that the food truck industry faces.
Right. So what's number one on your list of frustrations and challenges?
I think all around the regulations make it really tough for someone who's looking to get into this industry to be able to make a career out of it. Like even now, the city is actually moving people away from considering vending on the streets as a way to make most of their revenue, and they're actually pushing people in towards thinking about catering and private events and events outside of the city. So they're treating the Boston program now as more of a supplement to your whole food truck business rather than the actual food truck business.
All right, Rebecca, let me turn to you. And if I have it correctly, as Vice President of Community Engagement at Bon Me, you used to be the Director of Mobile Operations, right?
I was, yes.
Which meant running around to get all the Bon Me trucks permitted. What was your experience?
A lot of running around. Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say that I think Boston has a thriving and amazing food truck scene.
There are a lot of them out there, it seems like.
Exactly. Since 2011, the program has grown from 11 to something like 95 trucks. So I think that that's really incredible. And my experience has been that the city of Boston has made a lot of improvements to the permitting and regulatory processes over the past years. And they've really been trying to work with the food truck operators to make this process as easy as possible.
So the city, to that issue, the city of Boston released a statement from John Barrows, chief of the Office of Economic Development, which says supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs is a priority and that the city is working with the Food Truck Advisory Committee to expand opportunities and strategically grow Boston's food truck program. James, do you, you know, if John Barrows were sitting in here, what would you like to say to him to sort of make job a little bit easier?
I think he is onto something. I think that there were some missteps over the years with getting a new mayor, bringing kind of a new regime to oversee how food trucks really operate in the city, and they really are making an earnest effort to communicate better directly with the trucks to make sure that these trucks have someone in local government that they can call when there's a problem. So I do think there are a lot of improvements being made. There is going to be a long way to go in order to allow kind of this industry to be sustainable for someone who wants to enter it.
Matt Geller out in Los Angeles, I'm wondering if you could talk about a big difference, it seems to me, between East Coast and West Coast. You mentioned some of them, but, you know, when I'm thinking about the layout of Boston and the way these food trucks operate, you know, you go a mile and a half and you can cross over two or three different, you know, you go from Boston to Somerville to Cambridge within a sort of 3 mile ride, whereas Los Angeles, you're just in Los Angeles forever. I mean, what does that, doesn't no, that make the regulatory process a little simpler?
No, actually, Los Angeles County is a question of 88 cities. I can be in Santa Monica, Los Angeles, West Hollywood, Culver City in a 30-minute drive. So the food trucks deal with very similar situations.
Interesting.
The difference is in all of the locations I mentioned, except for West Hollywood, food trucks can park wherever a car can park and stay for as long as the meter says they can stay for. So they're once they get that business license, they're not hemmed in by where the city says they can do business. They can do business essentially wherever. I mean, the restrictions are, you know, you have to abide by the painted curb and the posted sign, and you can't be within 500 feet of a school. Other than that, they can operate the way they want to operate. They don't have to pay to be a particular location.
I get it.
In the city of Los Angeles, they can do business on any commercially zoned piece of property by right. And then in some of the smaller cities, they have to have some sort of permit, but they're pretty easy to obtain.
Well, Rebecca, let me ask you about that. Does this issue that I suggest, you were sort of nodding your head when I was describing all of these cities and towns being so close together in this one municipal area around Boston, is that a challenge?
It's a big challenge. It's definitely the biggest permitting challenge that we have is once you cross over from the city of Boston to any other municipality, you have a redundancy in applications, permits, inspections, fees. It's really dizzying to keep track of, not to mention the additional costs that go along with that.
So what's the solution? How do we simplify that in about the 10 seconds that remains in our program?
Yeah, I know Michelle Wu with the city of Boston is looking to talk to people in the different cities and towns. And so if we could get a common application and set of inspections, then that would be a big help to the food truck community.
All right, Matt Geller, final word to you. What would you like to see happen? I'm not sorry, Matt. Excuse me, Matt. I want to give it to James DiSabatino because he's sitting right here.
Yeah, I think, you know, communities become more fun when there's events where you can bring food from all over the place. The ability for trucks to get together and hang out at an event needs to be streamlined, and then that's the next step.
All right, James DiSabatino, owner of Roxy's Grilled Cheese, and Rebecca Simonson, Vice President of Community Engagement for Bon Me, based out of Roxbury. Thank you both for coming in. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And Matt Geller, consultant who contributed to the Food Truck Nation report. You can find a copy of that at radioboston.org. Matt Geller, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Bye.
And that's it for this week. I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. And join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.